Hello guys, welcome back. 欢迎大家回到应用英语 to another episode. Welcome you guys, and this is Julie greeting you from Beijing. Today I'm gonna connect with Alex Raymond, or Alex in Shanghai. Hi, Alex, are you there?
Yes, Julie, how are you?
Yeah, I'm very well. Yeah, thank you very much. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing great. The weather is getting pretty amazing now. The sun is out. How about in Beijing?
Quite smoggy, unfortunately. This is the weekend day. Yeah.I mean, every day, it's nearly the same. 每天北京都是这样，就是很雾霾的天气。所以我有 check with me, how's the weather in Beijing? Smoggy, hazy. The most used words actually are these two.
All right, I'm sure it's going to get better like in a couple of weeks.
Okay, get back to business. What is the topic you are actually trying to deliver or talk with us?
Yeah, today I would love to talk about the favorite applications or the apps on our phones.
Wow, great. I love this topic too. 今天我们来给大家谈的就是我们手机上大家都在使用的那些应用。这个相信大家就是你喜不喜欢其实每天你都会 Anyway, you need to click and click and you need to open loads of applications every day, right? 所以每天大家都会用到很多。对，所以我们今天来谈一下 the most familiar topic to each and everyone using a smartphone. 好，那 so, what is the first thing you want to mention about applications?As you have been living in China for years, so I guess you are quite familiar with the applications in China and some ones from overseas.
Exactly. Like I think the foreigners mostly use most of the international applications. Mm-hmm. The mobile applications can make a world of a difference in our personal and business life, actually. Though, I mean, of course, you can categorize the applications in different parts, you know, like the personal apps and the business apps.
Yeah, 是的。So we categorize them, 就是我们会对它进行一个分类整理 ,put them into different groups, so like personal apps, business apps, and educational apps, right?
Actually, it's a very, very interesting thing. Like most of the tech guys, they categorize the applications into 8 different categories.
What are they?
Okay, so I mean, they have it like social app,educational apps, entertainment, finance, news, productivity, games, and tools. These are like the basic ones. So any application which comes out, so they will just put it into the category. Let's say if we have like entertainment apps. So if you want to book a movie or go to any restaurant to eat or something, so they will be into the entertainment section.
Yes, yes. 所以那些就是如果我们想要去看电影 go to the flicks, you probably need entertainment apps. I guess you guys have lots of that kind of options, although you download all of them. 大家肯定是有很多那种娱乐性的就是刚才 Alex 提到的说 entertainment applications, where you can book a movie or, I don't know, I don't use this kind of app, so, but I can guess, yeah.
Of course. Like, I mean, others are more like news. So, of course, you know, like, if you want to see the BBC News, CNN News, or the New York Times, so you can just, like, you know, find those in the news category.
So, news applications are actually where you can see lots of news or listen to some news. You know, my favorite, do you know which is my favorite about news?It's not an application. I'm going off the topic. I love LBC, London Broadcasting Company. Yeah, that's the radio station. 伦敦广播电台重点给大家推荐一下因为这是我的 favorite. 就是我在这里做了一个小广告。Okay, anyway, go back to our topic.
All right, okay. So, I mean, I really want to recommend a few of these really very famous and I think they really have a good reputation among the social apps like the Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp. Of course, WhatsApp is one of my favorite ones, which can be paired as WeChat. So I think the rest of the world uses WhatsApp and countries like China and maybe Singapore and Malaysia, mm-hmm. they kind of use WhatsApp. And it's a very, very good application. Actually, you can use that application, WhatsApp, if you don't want anyone else to read your messages. So you can say encrypted messages, end-to-end encryption. So no one can read your messages, only you and the one you are texting message to.
So it's pretty much the same as WeChat, the one-on-one messaging of WeChat.
Right. I mean, but the thing is, like on WeChat, the company can keep the logs. So if they find out what happened between you, even if you deleted it, there's someone to monitor your messages. Their servers keep the record. But with the WhatsApp, it's like you can't have a record. Even the servers, they can't see your messages. That's the reason it's called end-to-end encrypted messages.
Well, I need to explain a bit to our listeners here. Very startling, actually. 我刚才其实 Alex 说了一个很吓人的事情，就是他说 how can I mention this? I'm really hesitating. Anyway, 微信的消息呢，大家说虽然是可以点到点的，但是the company keeps the log. Log 就是日志的意思，所以 I don't want to say anything about this.I don't want to say. Yeah, let's just go on to WhatsApp. WhatsApp 是一个跟微信很接近的版本，但是 Alex mentioned, it's end-to-end encrypted messaging system. 这个 encrypted 是一个大家要学习的词汇，就是 encrypted, 就加密处理的。加密处理的 encrypted messaging system. Okay, so if you delete the messages, nobody can see that, even the technicians or the technical staff of the company, right?
Yes, I mean, you can use like a politically correct word, the servers, right? The servers can't keep the record. There's no need to involve any company or anyone. The servers won't store your data.
Server 就是服务器的意思啊 ,S-E-R-V-E-R, server. 服务器呢 can't keep a record of your conversation, okay, after you delete the conversation. So nobody's gonna know what was talked about, okay. So this is great, this is great, what's up? But for Chinese, I think we don't have the access to it, right, in China.
Yes, I mean, you can't, but I mean, as the Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all these things. But, you know, there are some places like designated areas, let's say the university campuses. So so it's allowed to access these foreign applications to do some more research. So, you know, you can have a VPN and you can access them.
Yes, 对啊，所以在大学里面，就刚才 Alex 提到说 designated area, designated, 就指定的一些 areas, 区域的话，或者是 regions, 或者是什么 locations 之类的。You can have a VPN, you can do a bit of a research online by visiting some overseas website, 去访问一些国外的网站 via a VPN.So that you can go to Facebook or Twitter, right? Yeah, that's good. Fascinating for the students. Okay, so I'm still fascinated by WhatsApp. Does it have any functions more magnificent or better than those of WeChat or Sina Weibo?
Of course, like, I mean, those kind of things you always have to...you think, like, I mean, the similar, like Weibo, you mentioned Weibo, right?
Yeah.
Right, I mean, Weibo, can we take that as, like, as similar as Facebook or Twitter?
Let me see, Facebook, similar to Facebook. 都是关于名人的，就是说 you follow somebody who is supposed to be a celebrity, right? Digital influence. 所以就是它好像更像是 Facebook 一点 Sina Weibo, I mean.
Okay, because see, it's a little bit confusing here, because see, if you know Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, they kind of look the similar, but they really act in a different way. For example, like you can have a lot of followers, like thousands of followers on Instagram, and you can write and message directly to the person, and Twitter too. Well, you can also have a lot of followers and speak to them, but there are limited space on Twitter.
Limited space on Twitter.What does it mean?
Yes, so you can, so like you can only use like certain amount of words to send a tweet.
certain, you only can use certain amount of words to send a message on Twitter. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much the same as Sina Weibo. Sina Weibo, I remember years ago, you were only allowed to send 140 Chinese characters.
Okay, so yeah, so I think we can put Twitter and Weibo in one category.
Oh, yeah.
I think we can put Facebook and, you know, I'm talking about like few years ago, there was a website called RenRen.
Oh, yeah. Bankrupted it, I guess.
Yeah, so is it still around?
I don't know. Nobody's talking about it. So, yeah.
Right, so it was RenRen was actually a copy of Facebook.
Are they the same or are they similar? Not quite sure about that. I thought Facebook is pretty much the same as Sina Weibo.
I think the Twitter, right? The Twitter is same like Facebook as it get. It have the limitation of the words.
Yeah. And you can get lots of followers. Either Twitter or Sina Weibo or Instagram.
Right. But I think in Facebook is a little bit more like personal, you know, you don't want to really add people you don't know because you will be sharing your family pictures. Mm. Like everyone can keep a record of you, where you have been. If you just like, you know, went traveled to other countries, you uploaded your photos and you tag your family members and you just checked in different hotels or anything. So those kind of things you can share it with public.
I see. 刚才我们说有几个好的词啊，我们先去说一下，就刚才瑞提到的几个词，比如说 followers。Followers 就是你的粉丝，说 like on Instagram or Twitter or Sina Weibo, you can have, you know, bags of followers, right? Heaps of them. But on Facebook, probably you don't want to share your information with strangers. So you don't want to add people you don't know. Add, 就是你在这里面加人的话，就是你添加一个好友，还是那个很简单词。One light in a beautiful sea, I choose to be happy. You and I, we're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star, I see a vision of ecstasy when you hold me.